What's up, you guys? I am Micah Folsom, and you're listening to the Do Your Crap podcast. I was overwhelmed, uninspired, and unfulfilled, and I knew there had to be a different way to do life. Turns out there totally is. And I found my calling in helping people learn and do the unsexy habits that build a legendary life. Each and every week, I'm going to help you bust through the crap that's holding you back and break down the simple habits and mindset shifts that will help you rock every aspect of your life. Are you ready to do the things that most people won't so that you can live the life that most people can't? Here we go. Welcome back to the Do Your Crap podcast. This is your host, of course, Micah Folsom. And we have a special guest with us today. Her name is Samantha Gladish, and she was born and raised in Toronto, Ontario. And for as long as she can remember, she always had her head in the clouds. As a young girl, she was a dreamer, a doer, and excited for life. And today she is still all of those things. Now she is driven by helping women stay committed to their goals and learn how to live life on their own terms. She's been working with clients in the health and wellness field for over 15 years now. And through her online training programs, her ebooks, her personal one-on-one coaching, she has reached and worked with women in more than 30 different countries. She says she couldn't imagine doing anything else. And today we are going to be diving into health. We're going to be diving into wellness. We're going to be diving into overcoming limiting beliefs and things that hold us back in life. And she believes that food can truly heal us, which I absolutely love. So we will definitely be digging into some nutrition and hormones and all the good stuff as well. So let's turn it over to the chat. All right, Samantha, I'm so excited to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here and chat with
of
you.
Of course, it's going to be so good. We are chatting a little bit before this, and I'm like, my audience is going to love everything that we get to dig into today. This is like all that they're about. So before we get into the good stuff, what do you want our audience to know about you? How did you get into this space? What got you here? Just a little more about who you are.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'll take it back to my, oh God, maybe teenager days, where I was really very immersed in like health and fitness and wellness and nutrition. Like it was really just a way of being. In fact, when I was a little girl, my parents would like take me to McDonald's, and don't get me wrong, I would eat McDonald's, but oftentimes I'd be like, I want a salad. Like I was just really, I love being in the garden and like,
yeah,
just
I love
food
it.
And nutrition. And so in my, you know, teenage years, well, let's face it, some of those healthy habits die hard when you're out like with your friends and partying and fast food and all that kind of stuff, right? But I had a lot of PMS issues, and I was always really called to just like natural, what are the natural things that I could take or supplements and things like that. So I was really drawn to that world. And so when I went to university, I actually went to university thinking, oh, I wanted to become a teacher, a high school teacher. But partway through university, I was like, oh my God, this is just not what I want to do. This is not for me. I really want to be in the health and wellness space. And I didn't even realize that being a nutritionist was like a thing you could do or study.
Yeah.
And so I ended up learning from a friend of mine that he was studying at, you know, the Canadian School of Natural Nutrition. And so I was like, oh my God, I'm going to enroll. And so, I did, graduated from university, went to enroll in nutrition school. And I, unlike university days where I sat in the very back of the classroom and hid and like fell asleep in nutrition school, I was sitting like front row, so excited, eager to learn. You know, that's how you know you're just really passionate and excited about something, right?
Right.
So, So I went to nutrition school, and I was just so excited to coach people and support people in the health and wellness space. And going through my own issues with the birth control pill and my cycle and period and all that kind of stuff, I feel like oftentimes we get drawn to the health and wellness space because of our own symptoms and issues and things that we're going through. And so I remember being in that very first, I think it was like the first month at nutrition school, and learning about the pill and getting a deep dive into like hormones and things like that. And so I came off the birth control pill and, you know, just wanted to support my body and hormones as naturally as I could and to be able to do that for other women.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Yeah. And so I graduated and was like, okay, I can help everybody. I'm going to help the world. Like, this is amazing. I could, you know, I remember actually in our business class in school, the teacher saying how you can charge $75 an hour for nutrition services. And I remember being like, oh my God, I'm going to make so much money doing what I love. This is going to be so amazing. And then of course I graduated and it was crickets. Nobody came banging down my door. I had no idea how to get clients. And so I ended up working in the health and wellness space with like supplement companies and working in health food stores, managing a health food store, becoming a sales rep for different companies, supplement companies. And that was all really great because I learned so much and I got to make so many great connections, but I was still, you know, in the back of my head and my heart, I was being called to really have my own business and be an entrepreneur. And I just didn't know how to do that. So I basically got fired from my job and I got fired twice. And
sometimes those things are the biggest blessings, right?
Totally. Yeah. And it's not that I necessarily got like fired. I didn't do anything wrong. You know, companies were changing over, letting people go.
Yeah.
But it's true. The universe did for me what I couldn't do for myself. And, you know, in that last sort of corporate job that I had, I got let go and I was like, all right, like this is, I was actually so excited. I walked into that meeting actually intuitively knowing that I was being let go. And my boss just had this sad look on his face. And I was just like, this is okay. I'm so like, excited.
I'm ready for it.
I want to sign these papers. Let's do this. And he was like, oh my God. I just knew, you know, like that next step was there for me and I needed to dive in, and kind of the rug got pulled out from under me and I had to really show up for myself. And so that's what led me to learning marketing and learning branding and social media and email marketing. And like, how do I do this? I had to really study. I had to invest in coaches and courses and learn. And I just taught myself everything I possibly could because there was no plan B and I did not want to go work for anybody else. And I had to really figure it out. And I did, and started working with clients, you know, building my online virtual practice and creating online programs, podcasting, you know, all of the things over the years, and just kind of one thing led to the next and led to the next. And here I am today having an amazing nutrition practice, but now I also do run a 9-month business mentorship program, coaching practitioners and wellness coaches. So,
so cool.
It's like the health and the wealth space, I guess you could say.
I love it. I love hearing the journey. I love hearing like all of the turns and dips and hills and things you had to climb. Like I think so often we look at the outside at successful people, successful entrepreneurs, successful, whatever. And we're like, oh, they just haven't figured out. Like it was easier for them. It was whatever, but you clearly had roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. And finally you're like, I just got to figure this out. I've got to dig in. I've got to learn. I've got to fail forward. I mean, that's success in a nutshell. Like it's going to take those things. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing all of that with us. I wanted to like unpack some of that a little bit. So as you were kind of starting the entrepreneurial journey and you are coming out of university or coming out of a nutrition school and you're like, all right, let's go. And then no one was coming. What did that do for your belief in yourself or belief in what you were going to do with it? Or did that shake you at all?
Oh, for sure. I do remember thinking at that time that the only way I was going to be able to get clients was if I worked in a practice and worked at a clinic. And I wasn't really excited by that. So that wasn't the route that I took. So a part of me was like, oh, well, I guess there goes that, working with people one-to-one, because, you know, I don't want to be in a clinic and stuck in, you know, these four walls all day.
Yeah.
So I, even though I am at home, but it's different. But your walls, your house, right?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And so there was a bit of that for sure. And just thinking like, okay, maybe this isn't the route for me to go. And that's why I started to dive into working in the health and wellness space and working for supplement companies. Cause I thought I could at least use my knowledge in that way, which I did for sure. But there was still that voice in my head that was like, no, there's something else. There's another way you can do this and build this. I just couldn't see it at that time.
Yeah. I love that. Cause I think this is such a natural, we have all of these aspirations. We have all of this grand vision of like how it's supposed to look and what it's going to feel like and how it's going to play out. And then when it doesn't, I think a lot of people let that just totally stop them in their tracks instead of being like, okay, all right, this is different. How can I move through this? You dove into a different, kind of a different chapter, and you got experience and you gained knowledge and you, all of those things, until you were at the point where you're like, okay, I got to figure this out. But I love that you continue to listen though. You continue to feel pulled. You continue to feel called, because those are the things that, those whispers, those, like I call them the heart tugs. Those are the things that are literal magic in our lives, because they're guiding, they're directing. And as we quiet those because of fear, we quiet those because of limiting beliefs, we quiet those because of believing the current story and what our past has shown us. Yeah. That's when people feel stuck in life. And I'm like, you gotta follow the tugs. You gotta follow the tug. Totally. So that's so cool that you always had that. And that, it didn't happen overnight and it didn't happen right away, but it happened like door after door after door. You just continue to move through it. That's so inspiring. I love that so much.
Totally.
All right. I want to dig into a bit of the nutrition side. I feel like lots of our listeners are women. Mm-hmm. I think nutrition is one of the things that, holy moly, people struggle with.
Totally.
So hard. And it's like, it's that balance. And I kind of want to talk about this and just what you found and just open up the conversation. That balance between fueling your body well, because you know you feel good when you fuel it well, and also wanting to enjoy like the foods that really aren't good for us, but really taste really good and are part of the experience of life and part of, you know, like culture and travel and da da da. What have you found in all of your studies and knowledge and life experience? How do you juggle that? How do you, because this is one of the things that I hear from women all the time. Well, I want to lose this weight, but I really don't want to give up A, B, C, and D, and I don't want to restrict this, and I don't want, and it's like, well, let's find the sweet spot. So where has that been for you?
Totally. So I have worked with thousands of women over the past, you know, 10, 15 years, roughly. And it ultimately comes down to what your real goal is. Everybody's goal is different. And I've worked with women who are dealing with thyroid issues, autoimmune, PCOS, infertility. And then there's the other side of just wanting to be healthy and weight loss or weight gain. So ultimately it comes down to your goal. Yeah. And if weight loss is your goal, okay, great. We have to assess currently what you're eating and what your diet looks like. And for me, I definitely don't want women to feel restricted or deprived.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on, again, the goal. And if weight loss is the goal, there may be temporarily a cut sort of in calories or specific macros per se, or just kind of managing those macros a little bit more appropriately and maybe being a little bit more strict with what you're eating. And I say temporarily because it should only be temporary to reach the goal that you want to get to. Obviously it depends on how much weight you want to lose. You know, again, that timeline varies for everybody. So it's just looking at the timeline, looking at how much weight you want to lose and what's going to be the best strategy and plan to get you there. Yeah. And that doesn't necessarily mean during that time that you can't enjoy foods that you love, or you can never eat a piece of chocolate again. I think like sometimes that's where we get stuck in our mindset around it. We feel like, okay, if I want to lose weight, number one, it's going to not be enjoyable. It's going to be so much restriction, so much deprivation, and it's going to be for so long.
Yeah.
But if we can actually just reframe how we see that and recognize that it's actually a temporary thing to get you to the goal that you want to get to. And if you can start to view it in that way, perhaps it might make that journey easier. And also it does come down to how important is that goal to you? Like you got to get really honest with yourself. If you are waking up every day and negative self-talk and you hate your body and you hate when you're getting dressed or you go shopping for clothes or whatever it is, you don't want to be seen in your bathing suit or go to the beach. Like if this is really starting to impact your day to day, then make that goal, like make it a priority, commit to that process, because in 6 months time where you can be, even 3 months time of where you can be such a transformation that is so worth going through that process. And again, it's a temporary process. So I think it's important that we just have to be honest with ourselves in terms of how important the goal is. And do we really want to prioritize it? Is it just something you want to change, or is it like a real transformation you want to go through? Because I think change is, for me in my head, it seems very temporary, but transformation seems a lot more like longer lasting and a bigger commitment. So do you want to go through that transformation or not? You just got to be really honest with yourself.
Yeah. I love that, because it's that give and take. Like, yes, there's going to be a season of maybe not having some of the things that right now you're like, gosh, I really don't want to give that up. But you also have to think on the other side of that. Do I really like pizza and hamburgers and French fries more than I love feeling confident and energized and sexy? Like, which one do I value more right now? And as soon as you really have clarity around the thing that's going to drive you, like you can align your choices to that. And it's no longer, I'm feeling deprived. It's like, no, I get to choose these foods because I know this is where it's getting me.
Absolutely. It's really a form of self-love and self-care.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Again, it's a reframe of how we see it. We think about all the things that are being taken away from us from a food perspective, but I don't think we spend enough time looking into the possibility of what we can create in the future we can step into. Again, we just get so caught up into like what's being taken away, but there's so much more you're going to gain from that process.
Yeah, I love it. Taking a quick time out from the show to make sure that you know that right now I am filling my next month's spot in my virtual gym. This is my space where I get to coach my clients, where I get to help you get aligned with simple workouts and solutions to your fitness and your nutrition and your mindset and supplements and everything that I love and have used personally for the past 8.5 years and will literally use for the rest of my life. Because of how quick and efficient and simple they make healthy living, this is where I help you get aligned with these solutions. And then I support you and coach you and mentor you on your journey. So if you are ready to get on a direct path to reach all of your health goals while fully living your life, yes, you can still continue to have your favorite treats and your favorite things, and we'll teach you how to incorporate those. And it's not deprivation or anything like that. Like, I want you to enjoy the process. So we'll make sure you figure out how to do that. If you're ready to take out the overwhelm and the complexity when it comes to creating healthy habits for your family, not just for you, but really involving your family as well. And if you want to align yourself with a community of incredible women to lock arms with and journey with alongside throughout every season of life, then the virtual gym is where you want to be. So go to MicahFolsomFit.com/get fit to learn all about it, fill out the goal form so that I can learn more about you and we can make sure that you get aligned with exactly the right game plan to get you started. I can't wait to chat. I know in part of your story, your bio, you talk about how food can truly heal us. So I love that so much. I totally am on the same page. What have you found whether it's through your personal experience or through all of your education. Like, I think the more that we understand what we're putting in our bodies and what it's doing to us and for us, the easier it is to make those choices. So what would you say to like help us really understand how powerful nutrition is just for everything, honestly?
Yeah. So, I mean, I can share a little bit about my story in terms of like going back to 2017 was when I was diagnosed with autoimmune Hashimoto's, which is essentially your gut is really your immune system is attacking your thyroid. And so a host of symptoms can arise. For me, I was really exhausted. I couldn't sleep. I was feeling really puffy in my body. I had almost these like arthritic type symptoms in my hands. I remember going to the gym to grab weights and like I physically like couldn't grab the weights. Like my hands actually hurt. I was getting a lot of headaches and migraines. And so, you know, after doing testing and whatnot, and then I saw how high my antibodies were, my thyroid antibodies. And so this led me down this path of going on the autoimmune paleo protocol, which was fairly restrictive. Like, I guess if you had to label the way I was eating back in the day, it was very paleo based. Mm-hmm. So to kind of take that next step and go autoimmune paleo, especially when I was feeling super shitty, let's face it, it was not even a question. Like, this is the route I'm going, let's do this. And again, it was a priority. It was, you know, I want to step into feeling amazing. And so if I need to further eliminate foods, then that's what I'm going to do. And so I did, and I did feel good, but that did lead to somewhat of disordered eating because it led to, like, pardon my language, but like such a mind fuck around food. Constantly questioning ingredients, constantly questioning if this was good or this was bad, labeling things as good and bad. And when I think about food freedom, and then you think about gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, free, it's like, how is any of that actually food freedom? Right. And I had to get to this point where I really started to question and dive in deeper into how I was eating, because a part of me was like, is my body not intelligent enough to actually handle these foods? Like, can I really not have this level of variety? Like, my body has got to be more intelligent than that. And so it's not that it's like the food isn't really the problem. When we're reacting to all of these different foods, it's that our body is looking for a level of safety, and we're not providing it a level of safety by doing so much restriction and so much questioning around food. And we aren't looking at food from like an energy perspective, because that's what it is. Food is energy. And so many women are restricting, depriving. They are intermittent fasting, which is, I'm not against intermittent fasting, but when you are already so incredibly depleted and you can't sleep and you have a ton of stress going on, and maybe you're relying on coffee and you're adding intermittent fasting on top of that, which is further depletion, you are probably in like such mineral deficiencies that are starting to happen there. So I'm totally like going off on a tangent here, but basically, like, I think what happens is, for many of us, and I've seen this in my practice for so many, you know, for so many years with so many women, is like, we get to a place where like we restrict, we go on diet after diet after diet, and we try keto or we try macro or we try paleo, we try all the things, that ultimately it gets to this point where we start really being so consumed by the food that we're eating, questioning every ingredient, that we really lose that intuitive touch with what our body actually needs. So it's like we're following these diets and these fads because they're diets and fads, versus actually tuning in and asking our body, like, what do you need right now? Like, the amount of times where I was like, oh, I just really want to eat sourdough. Like, I just want to have sourdough. But then feeling like guilty and so bad for having those thoughts.
Yeah.
And then finally just being like, I'm just going to eat a freaking piece of sourdough. Why is this so complicated? You know, and then having the piece of sourdough and then actually realizing, oh, in all of these 6+ years of testing and monitoring my thyroid and my antibodies and all of that, gluten actually doesn't seem to be a trigger for me, you know? And so it was just, I think we all go through this sort of cycle and this learning and this unlearning. And ultimately, I would really love women to get to this point where they can learn to trust their intuition.
Yeah.
But that's really hard to do. I feel like we don't even know how to get back to trusting our intuition. So what I always tell women is, instead of like intuitively eating, intentionally eat. Intentionally eat in a way that provides your body with enough calories so that you have enough energy to get through your day. You are actually eating a balance of all of those macronutrients, protein, fat, carbs, and maybe there's days where you have extra energy expenditure and you might need more calories. Maybe there's days where you are actually craving the chocolate cake or the sourdough. It doesn't make you a bad person for having those things. It comes down to how do you feel? How are you sleeping? What is your energetic demands like day to day? And how can you eat in a way to support that? And then also, like, ultimately, what are your goals? And if you're dealing with autoimmune or a lot of inflammation and things like that, perhaps maybe gluten-free and things like that may support you temporarily, but to 100% eliminate it for the rest of your life, I'm not sure. I really think our bodies can get to a point where they're so miraculous and can heal that we can tolerate these foods again. We just have to like rebuild the terrain in a way so that it can better handle the certain foods.
I love that.
No,
it was so great. I love it though, because I do feel like nutrition is such an individual journey.
Yes.
For every single one, we have bio-individuality. You have like everything going on. And oh my gosh, the amount of messages that I get that are like, can you like send me your meal plan? Can you share more of your recipes? Right. Can you share more of your meals? I'm like, I really don't share a ton because we're all different. And we're like, I don't want you to feel like just because I eat it, it's right for you. Or because I'm allowing, because like obviously different seasons, I'm in maintenance or I'm in this and I allow more fun foods. And if someone's in weight loss mode, like they probably aren't going to want to have those things. And people get so silly because they're like, oh, well, she's having it, so I can, or she's not having that, so I can't have it. And I'm like, So I just love the emphasis on like intentional eating, like being so in tune with, okay, how do I feel? What do I need? Eating it. How do I feel? Was that a good choice? Was it not so good? Like learning from everything always.
Yeah.
Because our bodies are so good at telling us, holy moly, I do not agree with that. Like, do not agree with that. And we just lots of times tune that out and are like, oh no, but that's just what I'm going to continue to eat. Yeah. And it's like, wait, hold on.
Totally. I know, like my question for your listeners would be like, what would it feel like to just trust your food choices and drown out all the noise around you? Like what would that look like and feel like? Because that's freedom. Just trusting what your body is actually telling you.
I love that so much. And I do think, because I do think there's one, so much information out there that says this is the right way. This is the right way. This is the only way. This is the best way. So I think everyone is so bogged down with information and so overwhelmed and so confused. I think finding a starting spot, find something you want to start with and build on that and take layers out and build things in and find, but like having some structure at the beginning, I find is so, so helpful for people because it's like, sometimes it's like, well, I don't even know where to start. I don't even know what macros are. I don't even know how many of this or that I'm supposed to be eating. And so it's just like that start is so overwhelming. So having that solid structure, that game plan, that nutrition program, whatever is going to help you create some solid habits, educate yourself so you're really feeling empowered in the kitchen. And then being like, okay, And now let's listen. And now let's feel this out. And now let's stay on the journey. And now, and it's not for 3 weeks and it's not for 6 months. Like this is for life. We get to eat for the rest of our life. So let's figure out what works best for us. I feel like that's so important. And I would say most humans never really get to a place where they just feel like, yeah, I got this. I know what's best for my body. Totally. I can go in any social situation. I can go to any holiday. I can go to any whatever. And I'm not like a victim to my circumstances, or I'm not a whatever. Like I want everyone to reach that space.
Yes.
Where they can live freely, eat freely, totally. Feel so good.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want that for everyone.
I agree. Oh, I totally agree. And yeah, and don't get me wrong. There are definitely certain strategies that I recommend women incorporate, of course, focusing on getting in enough protein, you know, actually not fearing carbohydrates.
And, yes.
You know, like there are definitely certain things that you know, I suggest for women, especially as you start heading into those perimenopausal years and there's so many hormonal fluctuations that start to happen. But still within that, there should be a level of just intentional eating, trusting yourself. You know, when I have people reaching out to me, like, do you think I should eat this? Or can I eat this? And it's like, I don't know. You tell me.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. And I feel like there's gotta be that when you say intentional eating, like that, you can only be intentional if you know what you want, if you know what the goal is, So it's like everything goes back to that always and forever. Because if you don't know whether your goal is weight loss, maintenance, energy, confidence, strength, health, like there's so many different parameters.
Yes.
And you get to align your choices because you know what's best for you ultimately, because your body literally is telling you every single day.
Yeah. 100%.
I love it. So what would you say? We'll kind of wrap it up with this. What would you say to the woman who is feeling just kind of stuck or overwhelmed or like, I've tried so many different things. I don't know if I can do it again. I don't know if I have it in me. I don't know if I want to. What would you say to them?
Yeah. So, I mean, a few things. It depends on age. It's going to depend on them being honest in terms of like symptomatically what is actually showing up for you. So that would be something that's really important to understand. Like, okay, you feel confused, you feel overwhelmed, you don't know where to start, but like what are the symptoms that are showing up for you that perhaps you want to address and start healing? That would be important. And also on helping them understand like what is really the main goal here. So those would be some things that I would want to understand first. And then in terms of like getting started, I guess, was that your question? Like, getting started. So things that I would suggest are like going back to the protein comment. We want to make sure we are balancing our blood sugar appropriately. So making sure that you're getting in protein at every single meal. I have typically women aim for at the very least 90 grams of protein a day. So 30 grams at each meal, depending on your goals. Maybe you need more than that. Hydration. Making sure you're hydrating your body and drinking enough water. And hydration doesn't actually just mean drinking water. It's sodium and potassium that actually hydrates your cells. So that could mean including a bit of coconut water. It could mean putting a sprinkle of good quality sea salt in your water. Like that's what actually hydrates the cell. So making sure you're hydrating, getting in enough protein, balancing out your meals with protein, fats, and carbohydrates. Some people can tolerate more carbs and others can't. You know, some can tolerate more fat and others can't. So there's no right amount. It's just playing around with it and seeing how you feel. If you have I don't know, a piece of fish with half a sweet potato and some, you know, olive oil drizzled on there. Like, what happens an hour after you eat that meal? You know, do you crash? What's arising? Like, tune in and start to just pay attention to how you're feeling. Do you have more energy when you eat, you know, less carbs, or do you have more energy when you eat more or more fat or less fat? Like, you just have to play around with that a little bit because everybody is so different. And honestly, the most important things don't even come down to food. Like, the most important things in terms of where to start to supporting your hormonal health and your body overall is your sleep.
Mm.
That's so important. Like, your body can't heal if you're not sleeping. Plus, if you're not sleeping, you will create so many metabolic issues between like insulin and cortisol. And the other piece to that is natural sunlight. So those are so important. That natural light is what sets your circadian rhythm. That's what actually tells your body and helps your body utilize the energy, the food that you're taking in the first place. So many of us wake up, make coffee, go to work. We get in the car. We get in the car. I love it that she's visiting you. We get in the car. We go to work. We're under fluorescent light all day, get back in the car, go home. And for the most part, many of us don't even go outside and get fresh air and expose ourselves to natural sunlight. So we need to expose ourselves to natural light. We need to make sure we have healthy sleep boundaries and then start to implement just some of those basic nutrition strategies that I suggested. Those things are really important. We put so much emphasis on food, and don't get me wrong, it's so important and it's incredibly healing. However, we have to look at these other pieces too, because they all work together.
Yeah, it's like the puzzle pieces. Like, you can't have one without the other and then make it fit. Like, you just can't. Yeah. So I love that you like brought that in full circle, because it really... just, it's such a holistic approach. Like, you can't just focus all in on one area and then expect everything else to balance itself out, because it just won't. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love digging into this stuff. It's just, I just feel like it's, the more you can talk about it, the more you can shift different ideas that you have around it, or different stories that you've told yourself that you're like, actually, that's actually not the reality, or like whatever. And sometimes it's just hearing something and you're like, oh, okay. And you can shift it and do differently. So thank you, Samantha, for coming and sharing so much of your wisdom with us. Where can our audience connect more with you? Where can they find you on social and all the good stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do love hanging out on Instagram. You can connect with me there at Holistic Wellness Witch. And then if anything, more so if people are interested on the entrepreneur, business, marketing side, I do have another account, Samantha_Gladish. So just depends what you're interested in and what info you want to dive into, but you can find me over on Instagram.
So great. Thank you so much. You all, if you found this helpful, make sure you share it with your sisters, your friends, your clients. Anyone who eats food will benefit from listening to this, which means everyone gets to listen. So share it with them. And Samantha, once again, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you next week, you guys. Wrapping up another episode, and I just want to thank you for sticking around. Before you head out, I would love to hear from you. It would mean the world to me if you left this podcast a quick review wherever you're listening from. And if you got some nuggets from the message today, don't forget to share it with your friends, your team, and your Instagram story so that anyone else who needs it can find it too. And be sure to tag me at Micah Folsom Fit so that I can shout you out and share your page with my friends. Thanks for hanging. Now let's go take action on those goals and dreams, because if you can feel it in your heart and see it in your head, then you can hold it in your hand. So until next time, go do your craft.